This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So is there any reason anyone would adventure lie about the incident?
What incident?
Where were you when the alleged incident occurred?
What incident?
Do you have any witnesses who can corroborate your whereabouts at the time of the incident?
Is this like an icebreaker you learned from college or something?
When and where did this happen?
I have no idea what's going on.
Welcome to the Bruins and Bruins podcast, the Hockey Podcast Network podcast presented by Bruins Diehard, sponsored by DraftKings, a drinkable podcast you can taste, and my dad thinks it sucks. No, he just thought it was a really bad episode one time, and I can understand because I wasn't on it.
Oh,
I am here with Ken Hasbrook, Chris Gear, and we got the sexy Drago from Shrek, LOL, JK, but seriously, it is Mikey Radigan. Mikey,
I misspelled dragon, and I really felt like this was my time to shine, but I blew it. Now I'm just going to hang up. That's it. Can it. Trash it.
Dump it. Dump it. Good idea.
Dump it in.
Dump it.
This is the episode where we just break down every episode, or I think you should leave with Mikey. So,
I think we really should. we should do so. Drew, have you watched I Think You Should Leave?
Have I watched what?
I Think You Should Leave on Netflix.
No, I have not.
We should watch it after this.
Literally, you could get through the whole thing in, I think, like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd be able to like properly absorb its cultural relevance.
No, you have to watch season one at least 7 times, and then
yeah. I feel like season two got a lot better after the first couple watches, but it's like hard to follow up season one.
I watched it twice, and I still haven't hit the like, oh, this is hilarious yet.
But, oh my god, it's
for some of them I have, yeah.
So
it's my favorite thing of all time, like
these. The like 9-year-old girl smoking cigar like Mac and Doritos sketch is the funniest thing in the world to me, but
that was so bizarre.
That's the entire, I feel like that entire show was like, I watched it the first time and I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I like, watched it a second time with an understanding of what it was, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it, it's hilarious. But you have to like
what if SNL was a fever dream is basically
I'm always curious about the name of the title, whether that's like a reference to SNL when they were like, you know what, Tim Robinson, it's been good. I think you should leave. And then he was like, all right, fuck you guys. I'll just go make my own Netflix show years later. I think
he had a show on Comedy Central that was really good with Sam Robinson, who was on Veep, and he does the
Detroiters,
which is, I like, it's on the same level as I Think You Should Leave. It's scripted and it has like more of it as a plot, obviously. It's only two seasons and it was really, really, really funny. So I would recommend that if you want to get your Tim Robinson fix. He's awesome. He's like my favorite person.
I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've definitely had like five or six episodes of it. And like Sam Richardson's always funny as well.
Yeah. You could see where they get a lot of the bits from, for I Think You Should Leave, the seeds are planted on that show. And then, that was like the best thing that's happened this summer is I Think You Should Leave coming out season two.
It has been like, weirdly enough, that's been one of the things that's like held me to sanity in like, which doesn't make sense based on how the show is, but it's like been some ground of like, okay, you know what? I can just retreat to this ridiculous television.
Yeah.
Show.
It's definitely one of my comfort shows too, I think, just because it's so fucking weird. And
that's the irony. It's like, it's so uncomfortable that it makes me comfortable. Like,
but there's also like a lot of slapstick stuff too in it, which is like, it makes it goofy. Yeah. It's just, it's really well, like it becomes the most quotable and memeable show, I think, on like,
why the fuck didn't you stand up for yourself?
Yeah. The irony is like it has become like half of the like dialogue in my office like of the last couple months. It's just like people quoting that show.
It's
a cultural icon.
My entire like college friend group with like our fantasy baseball league, just every gif post, like anytime anyone says anything, the reaction gif is from I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah. And it's also very like, it reminds me of like Andy Samberg and The Lonely Island a lot too, which is, they produce that, I believe Lonely Island produces it. So like it's got that weird and goofy vibe to it. So
I had no idea about that until I saw the credits and I was like, oh shit, Andy Samberg's part of this? So I'm like, oh, well, in hindsight, I'm not surprised at all.
He was
like,
in season one. He was in
besides the one chunky sketch. Episode, right? Yeah. I thought he was just like a guest appearance, but little do I know.
I think Hot Rod and Pop Star are the funniest movies of like the past 15, 20 years. If you guys have ever seen it's.
So I just watched those for the first time, I think like 2019, 2020. Not back to back, but like I think six months apart. And I'm not like the biggest Andy Samberg guy, but those movies definitely changed my opinion a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Hell yeah.
So, Mikey, we're going to interrogate you on this episode. So, how are the Islanders doing? They were supposed to get on the island.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Have they won any games yet this season?
No. They start like 10 or 15 games on the road because their new arena isn't going to be quite ready yet. So I think their first home game is like in November. So it's like, I think they start out in Western Canada. In terms of the off season, I guess, which it's a very Lou Lamoriello thing. He just decided not to announce any of the signings until like a week ago, I think, or 2 weeks ago when it's just like,
bullshit.
We re-signed everyone, and it's like, oh, okay. So they did a lot of maneuvering at the start of the off season. They were able to unload Nick Leddy to Detroit they got a second, and then Richard Panik or whatever his name is from. He used to be on the cap. You know,
it's Panik. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's Panik. A perfect? He's like slotted to be there. 13th forward, which is like, that's a really solid 13th forward to have, like in case you need to rotate him into second, third line. I feel like he could play anywhere in the lineup. So they traded Nick Leddy for him and got a draft pick and had Detroit take all of Letty's salary and then also eat most of Panik's salary. So that was good. They finally got themselves out of the Andrew Ladd contract, which was huge.
Arizona for taking that on, famously.
Yeah, Arizona, and you know what?
The best team for shipping your dead contracts.
Yeah, I hope.
Other than the Florida Panthers,
Andrew Ladd. If you like ever followed his story to the NHL and his career in the NHL, he has had a really great career. Just it didn't work out with the Islanders, and it sucks. And he was part of that crazy free agent class with like the worst contracts of like, I think it was the Lucic contract, Erickson. There's a bunch I'm forgetting, but
David Backus.
Backus, Okposo. It's like, oh my God. Yeah. So they finally got rid of that contract. And then Johnny Boychuk, still his career's over, but he's on long-term injured reserve. That's just for salary cap purposes. So they are able to free up a lot of cap space in the flat cap era we're in right now, probably for the next couple of years. So that was really huge. And then they signed Adam Pellick to a really fair deal. I think they locked him in for 8 years for like, I think 5.75 per, which is like, you know, Adam Pellick's one of the best shutdown defensemen in the NHL, and for getting him under six for 8 years is a really like sad. It's, I think it's a fair move for everyone. And then, yeah, they brought back Cizikas, Palmieri, who else? I don't know. Yeah. And they brought in Parisi.
Palmieri is an interesting one, because that's another case of like a guy that you went out and traded for that I think more than in most other major sports, like if you go out and trade for somebody at the trade deadline, NHL players are like, wow, can't believe this team wanted me, loyalty.
Yeah,
which is how like the Bruins end up with Taylor Hall for the next 6 years or whatever.
Well, yeah,
Mike Riley.
I was really hoping the Islanders could grab Mike Riley to maybe slide into Letty's spot, because I think Mike Riley, one of you love him on this podcast.
I mean, yeah, I think Chris. We all do, but I'm, yeah. I'm the most vocal about it.
Like, if you can pencil him into your number four spot, three spot, your middle pair, you're fine. Like, you're in good shape, I feel like. So the thing about Palmieri is, and all the contracts Lamorelle gave out to, like, Cizikas, Palmieri, I can't remember who else he re-signed, but they're all they re-signed Beauvillier and Sorokin as well. They're all, like, nothing was egregious. I think they're all pretty fair. They also lost Eberle to the draft, the expansion draft. So it stings a little bit losing Eberle, but I think they'll be able to replace him maybe with Palmieri. Palmieri, when he came over to the Islanders, is shooting a career low, his shooting percentage. And he's also coming off of COVID last year. So, and he's playing on the Devils. So, and then once the playoffs started, his shooting percentage went all the way back up. So I think like he'll be fine. He'll fit in.
What's more of a hindrance, playing with the Devils or coming off COVID?
Oh, imagine having to do both. Like, yes. And I think the Devils are going to be sick this year. I think they'll be not sick, but I think they'll be a lot more improved.
Dougie Hamilton helps.
Yeah, for sure. And they made some like pretty savvy moves. And so, yeah, the Islanders, I think, improved around the margins. They still have to fill in Letty's spot, so you could maybe see a trade. But yeah, I think they have a really strong, they're going to be able to roll four lines. And that's when they're at their best, when they can roll those four lines. They're going to have Anders Lee back for an entire year. You know, you might have Oliver Wahlstrom playing on a line with Lee, Barzal, and Wahlstrom could be the first line. Then you have, you know, Zach Parise is going to have a lot to prove, and he's going to just get third line minutes and some power play time, and I think he should thrive in that role. You know, he's not being asked to do anything, just, you know, be a piece of the puzzle, like he said, just, you know, and I think he could still be productive. So we'll see. I don't think any team in the Metro is really like crazily improved, except for maybe the Devils. I feel like every other team is kind of like more or less stayed the same. Like, yeah. who the Rangers, I don't know, like they are
years. I've just been saying the Caps are like gonna get old and like won't be good
so
anymore.
I've been saying that about the Caps and Penguins, right? Like, how long are we like, this is the year they're done? But like, I don't love the Penguins goaltending or defense that much.
I think this might be the year that the Penguins, yeah, are finally old.
Yeah,
put
like
that
the
on record, and we'll see at the end of the season.
The Caps will still hang around, and I still think they'll be good, but they, like, I don't, they haven't gotten anyone, like, they haven't really improved this offseason.
They acquired Vitek Vanacek from the Seattle Kraken. I think that might help.
You mean the goalie that they had?
Like, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think this is the Islanders' division to lose a little bit, you know? They I think are in good shape. They have a lot of depth now at the forward position. There was rumors of them maybe trading for Tarasenko. I don't know. That would take a lot to make it work salary cap wise. And I don't know. I don't know if the whole Tarasenko thing is weird. His shoulders, is it good? Is it not good? Like, I don't know. It's a awkward situation, but he's like one of the best players in the world too. So it's like, I don't know. But
yeah, I'm gonna root for Vladdy Tarasenko no matter where he goes.
Oh, I love him, and I
feel it's like the Habs or the Leafs. But
I feel bad that his shoulder is hindering the way it is and how he feels about the organization he's with. But he might end up staying with the Blues, so who knows? So
what if they traded him to Buffalo for Jack Eichel?
Yeah,
two teams that won't give their players good surgeries.
Oh, did Eichel ever get surgery yet?
I didn't know.
Not that we're aware of.
Yeah, he's not gonna be ready to go at the start of the season now.
Oh no. He's gonna miss this season, at least most of it. And I don't think he has any incentive to play this season. So
yeah. Yeah.
I don't think Buffalo wants him to play this season either, because they're just trying to tank for the number one pick. So
the eternal Sabres problem.
Yeah. It's
yeah. I mean, I feel bad for that Buffalo franchise. But I don't know. I there's no team in the East that I'm like, I mean, the Lightning will be good again, but they've lost some guys. Like Bruins, I think, will be there. I don't know who else is in the East. Yeah, I mean, they're the Bruins. I that's another
this
team. I'm
the
like,
Long this is Island the Iced Tea and Islanders podcast.
I feel like Carolina like was good last year, but I feel like also lost some players and like weird maneuvering. And
besides just being like the worst human, like replacing Dougie Hamilton with Tony D'Angelo, like I don't know, Tony D'Angelo is awful in his own zone, like. I think any one of four of us could deke around him, and I'm not like being that guy, but seriously.
I mean,
like,
also shouts to being on the same team as the guy who most famously deked around him, Sebastian Aho.
Just broke your ankles. Yeah. So, I like Brendan Moore as a coach. They did weird things maneuvering with their goalie situation, like who they brought in.
Went to Detroit.
So really weird. I mean, I could see them being a playoff team. Devils will be improved. I don't know. I never think highly of the Leafs because of the Leafs. And yeah. I think I hate them more than any other team. So like,
wow. I think Montreal is the most obvious playoff team that's not going to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah. People are really down on Montreal. And Weber, it seems like his career might be done. Right. And then Price could miss some time.
Philip DeMeau's gone.
Who's the guy? What was the offer sheet? Who was that for?
That was Kakaniemi.
Which like, I think that was more of a riskier move with Carolina than anyone.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Let's be real. They just did it for the lulz online because everyone was dunking on them for signing Tony D'Angelo. So they wanted to be, because Carolina is like kind of that sweetheart online team that everyone loves because they dunk on everyone on Twitter. So I think they wanted to get the positive positive spin with that. But I mean, who knows? He's young, yeah, that kid from, I can't pronounce his name, but he's young from, he's right, isn't he 20, 21?
Something like that. Yeah. But if you're looking at it from an actual like what did they gain and lose perspective after they made the Dvorak trade, that
right,
like you're giving up a guy that you scratched in the Stanley Cup playoffs versus like getting a guy who was a pretty decent second line center. So
yeah, I think Kat could actually probably attest to Dvorak's play more than I can, because I catch some Coyotes games, but like I know he had a couple pretty good years there, right? Like
it was when he was playing with Taylor Hall, he was good, is basically
what, yeah,
it was.
So I don't know.
He's playing with Lawson Krause last year, so
yeah. But like I don't know, stick him with Tyler Toffoli. He's a pretty good player. Like, they got forwards they can flank him with. So I don't know. I think
Gallagher is pretty good. Yeah, that could be something. But yeah, I do think that team is just generally not very good.
I think the Panthers will be really improved and probably be a top of the East or Atlantic. I hate the playoff structure with the, but still, yeah. I think there'll be a playoff team coming out of the Atlantic. Lightning will be probably the Bruins. And then like, I don't know. I think the East could be pretty wide open.
Yeah.
So
the first time in kind of a while, not that it,
I think the Flyers could bounce back if Carter Hart doesn't suck again.
I mean, yeah, you're just like, can you not have a save percentage in the 800s and, you know, give up 9 goals to the Rangers? Like, then maybe who's their backup? Is it Brian Elliott still?
Nope. Their backup is one former Sharks goalie.
Oh my God, they brought in Martin Jones. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wild choice there, but
that's why I feel good about the Islanders just going to this year. Like, I think I know what I'm going to get. They're a very structured team. They have good goaltending. Their defensive system's really good. And hopefully they'll be able to pop a couple more goals than they were last year. But, like, this is their window. And it'll be open for a couple more years. And we'll see what happens. But it's crazy to be saying that after, you know, it was only, what, 3 years ago that their franchise – center left and captain of their franchise and one of the best players they ever had, like, spurned them brutally. Like, which, so it's nice that I don't think anyone was expecting them for them to be where they are. And I think the front office and the coaching staff deserves a lot of credit.
Endured the Garth Snow era.
Yeah. And you know what? The Garth Snow drafted pretty well. A lot of these guys were his draft picks, but he just never, like, he never surrounded him with the right coaching and I think, or the right systems. And so, yeah, I endured the Milbury, then Garth Snow era back to back. So it's been a really long 31
Mikey,
years.
I'm so glad that you're here that you've lived through that and you're here with us today.
Still survived. Yeah.
The Brews and Bruins podcast is sponsored by DraftKings. Week 1 may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off Week 2, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 2 game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Should we go over what we're drinking? Because I didn't crack open a beer not to
rank. Drink, so yeah, you can somebody start.
All right, I'll start us off. I opened up a Plinius the Elder, often called Pliny because it's, you know, spelled that way. I've had this on the pod before, but I also this one's been left in the fridge for like a year, and on the bottle it says, if you must sit on eggs, not on Pliny, do not save for a rainy day. Pliny is for savoring, not for saving. Consume Pliny fresh or not at all, with exclamation points. And didn't do that. But this is also Lexi's beer that you just left in there for a while, so I'm stealing this. But she left it for a year, not me. Here we go. Generally considered one of the best beers in the world. After sitting for a year, I would say probably not. Has like a pretty defined like suspension in there. Like you can see some stuff floating around. Tastability, You can definitely taste it. Has a flavor to it. I'd say 24. It's tasteable. Drinkability. It's drinkable. Overall, pretty good beer. I think I reviewed it better the first time I had it on the podcast.
You said it was the best beer in the world, but that's like everyone knows that's Bud Light. So
yeah, we're a Miller Lite podcast here, so that's not true. Cam and Drew have switched spots.
Yeah, Cam had to rock a piss, quote unquote.
Cheers.
My name is Cam Hasbrook, and I'm actually, this is a Doc Emmerich impression.
Not really.
I wish I had either of those.
I have, once again, a Truly iced tea as the last episode, but this one is strawberry, which I believe is the one that Cam had started out with. So, whether it's because I've had a few between the last review and this review, this is a 37 drinkability, and I'm going to go like a 63% taste. So I don't know what that equates to on a scale of 37. We have our Rocketeer, Chris, here, who can do the math on the fly.
I was not listening.
What's six? Oh, fuck you. All right. This has been the Brews and Bruins podcast. I don't know. 63% of 37 is...
63% of 37. It's like...
Dun, 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 dun,
it's like 24?
Mid-20s?
All right. I'll trust you. 24.
Yeah, I'm also drinking it Truly. I've switched, so I guess we're kind of fly. I did have a peach one from last episode, but I'm going raspberry now. And yeah, I mean, I've already crushed like four of these, so I guess drinkability is pretty high. I'll give it a 37. Taste, I'm starting to taste them less because I've been drinking a lot of them, so I'm going to put it like a 15 right now. We'll see how the headache catches up. There's probably a lot of sugar in these. I'm kind of scared to look, but we're looking at...
It's
1 gram of sugar, actually, yeah, which I don't believe. It's probably
get 1 gram of sugar, and then you get a bunch of like fake sugar.
Yeah, which is bullshit. They should add. They should be like a sugar line and then a fake sugar line, and that should be a separate other thing.
Well, what
should
are, be like what a are the line what are the ingredients?
How many headaches you're gonna get?
The ingredients are nutrition facts: one serving per container. I'm gonna skip over all the ingredients: filtered carbonated water, alcohol, natural flavors, citric acid, honey.
Is it acid in this?
Brewed black tea, sodium citrate, and stevia's sweetener.
There's your fake
sugar.
There
it is, yeah.
Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, there you go.
Never once.
Yeah, that's not what we do here, bub.
Oh, the barcode is 876-920-1163.
All right, thanks for that, Drew.
So
I'm sorry, I mean Cam.
Looking to scan it. Oh, yeah. You're right. I am Cam. Oh, actually, I need to get back to my computer really quick. Cam and I are going to switch spots because I have a good idea for the next segment.
All right. Oh, great. I also have a question for Mikey, which I'm just going to keep asking while we switch. Mikey, I'm curious, as a proud New Yorker, did you catch any of the NYPD versus NYFD game during the... I'm just hearing... I'll be honest with you, I didn't really know this was a thing until this year. And yeah, I saw the highlight videos they cut, and I saw there were fights in previous years. So I texted my buddy. I was like, yo, like, is this legit? Are they actually beating the shit out of each other? And is that a normal thing to do? Because I just couldn't help. Like, I kept imagining in my head, like, somebody on the fire department being like, oh, you know, like, sorry, I have to take a couple weeks off the firefighting because I got the fuck beaten out of my police, or vice versa. Like, he's out for 2 weeks because he got beat up by a police officer or a firefighter. The irony of that is just like.
I wasn't able. I think it was on Thursday night, right? On ESPN, which like they always take it very seriously. It's always funny to watch firefighters and cops beat the piss out of each other. it's a very like it's pretty intense rivalry. So I was cool that they aired it on ESPN. I thought that was great, and I had a hockey game of my own, so I which
Mikey was beating up some firefighters for his
own. Yeah. it'd probably be the cops more than me. I'm joking. So I missed that, but yeah, that's cool that they did. I think we did it at MSG, right?
Yeah, it looked like there's a pretty big crowd too. It's gotta be awesome for them. I mean, I can't imagine.
They used to do it out at the Coliseum a lot when I was like growing up. I know they played a lot of those games. It's and it would get like very rowdy. Mm-hmm.
Happens at the Coliseum.
Some of those guys could really skate.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Like, yeah, some of those guys are pretty pretty good. Probably better than the Rangers' current like fourth line. With some of the moves they've made this season, yikes.
Yeah, I actually was going to mention that before when you were talking about the Islanders and stuff. I feel like the last couple of years has been like the Rangers and Islanders kind of both on the upswing, and the Rangers had a lot of like eye-popping gun talent with, you know, Panarin and these
last. Yeah, I mean, now, they
like a lot of the young guys and goalie-wise, like it looked like they were going to be the team that might be the Kings of New York for a while, and then they, I mean, the Islanders have built really well, obviously, like Lou is a genius and you can't.
Yeah, he's very – I think people get mad because he's, like, an old hockey guy, and I know everyone likes to dunk on old hockey guys, and a lot of the time I agree. I think it's warranted, but he's just, like –
He's got it, though.
Yeah, he's, like – he is the Tony Soprano of, like
–
Yeah. He's able to keep guys around and build a good – a winning culture, and that's – that's all cool with me. So, and the Rangers, yeah, I don't want to say they stole Panarin, but the Islanders, that was almost a done deal with the Islanders that summer. And then he went to the Rangers for less. And he's, you know, he could win a Hart trophy like at any, he could have won it a couple years ago or last year or whenever. Yeah. Yeah, well, and then the yeah,
like they kind of like I feel like they were kind of like jousting for like both up and coming teams, and that's kind of how it is with like even the Yankees, Mets, and the Giants.
Jousting,
who are both kind of garbage, but there's always like one New York team and then the little brother, right? And I feel like for a while it looked like it might be the Rangers, and then I don't know what the fuck they did this offseason, but like what the hell? I feel like they're actively trying to like give it to the Islanders right now because
they're just trying to fight the Capitals.
Yeah, like what the hell is like, that?
And I think I like guys that like play physical, and I think that's an important part of the game. I like
you
it.
You were about to
like,
say guys who bang.
I was thinking for another word for grit. But like come on, like I also like them if they can, you know, actually skate.
Yeah, like you said, it's an important part of the game. It's a part of the game. It's not the game. Like there's a lot more going on there, and I feel like the Islanders have been a lot more.
I just lost the game.
Prudent that. You know?
God damn it, Chris! I haven't lost the game in three years.
Been a long time.
What
been
game?
A long time. Been a long time. Been a long.
Oh, just
long,
the game.
Like the artist, the game.
No, I've never played the game.
And not the not the David Fincher film. No, just the game. Like if you the whole game is if you remember that you're playing, you lost the game.
Oh, I actually had a similar thing with that, but just in life in general.
Bull Moose.
So
that's a drinking game.
It's also a video game store in Maine.
I have an idea. They also sell records. An idea I had.
Drew's already a local.
I just live in New England, and that's a thing in Nassau, New Hampshire. Fuck. All right. I don't know why I said that. I'll edit that out. But my idea for one more segment before we let Mikey go. I have a couple questions for you, Mikey.
Oh man.
Oh. Let's hear it.
So, is there any reason anyone would invent or lie about the incident?
What incident?
Where were you when the alleged incident occurred?
What incident?
Do you have any witnesses who can corroborate your whereabouts at the time of the incident?
Is this like an icebreaker you learned from college or something?
When and where did this happen?
I have no idea what's going on. I just want to press.
What were the circumstances leading up to the incident?
You're like the annoying RA at freshman orientation.
Who else was involved, Mikey? Who else was involved? Okay, I googled interrogation questions.
What?
And it came up with the top 44 of them, and I'm skipping by a few because it's not. Recount the dialogue that occurred in order to what was said.
It's remarkable this that DraftKings is paying us for this.
This is a really good segment.
Have you talked to anyone about the incident? Is there any evidence to support your account of what happened? Apparently you don't know. That's suspicious.
Sure.
I got nothing.
All right, good segment, Drew. We'll table that and see if we can bring it back sometime.